The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It's a declaration of war against nearly 80 million Americans.
The Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
It's a promise from Joe Biden that he'll ignore the Constitution just to get what he wants.
These governors won't help us beat the pandemic. I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
You know all those times I told you the Biden administration would go too far? That time is now. The moment has arrived when Americans' eyes have been made forced to be wide open at the tyrannical incoherence and disaster of the Biden administration. I warned you day before yesterday, be ready for Biden's 5 p.m. Eastern Time speech on Thursday, his six-pronged approach, which includes a vaccine mandate in the private sector, the federal government attempting to tell small business owners what they are allowed to do. This is reprehensible, it's unconscionable, and it is wrong. It is wrong on every possible level. Lots of great responses on social media. Matt Walsh writing, Biden does not have the power to do what he's doing. He's not a king. He must be defied. All Americans who care about their freedom should tell this decaying old tyrant to go to hell. Charlie Kirk, mandating vaccines for our 170-plus full-time employees at Turning Point USA? No chance. We will sue you, Joe Biden, and we will win. Byron York, talk before Biden's speech focused on mandating vaccine for federal workers. But big news is the order that companies with more than 100 workers must require employees either be vaccinated or submit to mandatory weekly tests. Big fight coming over presidential authority. That's an understatement. There's a big fight, all right. The great Molly Hemingway put it perhaps best when she wrote, on days like today, it's worth remembering all those, quote, principled conservatives, unquote, and conservative media outlets, quote unquote, that put, quote, country over party in helping oust Donald Trump from office so that norms could be restored. Who can doubt their wisdom? She asks. Is that perfect or what? How you feeling now, Never Trumpers? Do you think the norms are back? A speech yesterday that John Podoretz called bizarrely incoherent. He makes a great point that Biden told the American people that fully vaccinated people are at incredibly low risk. Only one out of every 160,000 fully vaccinated Americans was hospitalized for COVID per day, he said. Then he turned around and promised to shield them against the evil people who are threatening their very lives. We're going to protect the vaccinated, he said, from unvaccinated coworkers. Wait a minute. You just said the vaccinated were already protected. The danger, writes John Podoritz, in what Biden himself called an epidemic of the unvaccinated, is to the unvaccinated. That's what the data show. 99% of hospitalizations, more than 99% of deaths from the Delta variant are among the unvaccinated. More than 200 million Americans have been at least partially vaccinated. 73% of the 12 and over population that is allowed to get the shot, 63% are fully vaccinated. That number will close in on 75% by the end of September. John Podoritz writes, what's happening with the Delta variant is terrible. And Biden spent a lot of the speech importuning the unvaccinated to get the shot. They should. If they don't, they're incredibly stupid. And yes, this means you, writes John Podoritz. But it's not a crime to be stupid. It's not a crime to be foolish. People do self-destructive things all the time. Last year, when people did self-destructive things in relation to COVID, it was genuinely threatening to others because there was no vaccine. Now there is, and it works, and it saves you, he writes. Even so, Biden has gone all in on a six-pillar strategy to combat the scourge of the Delta variant, adopting a weirdly pessimistic tone. He said the path ahead is not nearly as bad as last winter. This is a sign that the talk was aimed at a very specific population. And it wasn't the unvaccinated toward whom he showed very little save contempt. No, this speech was a Rube Goldberg message aimed at neurotic, vaccinated people. Biden was saying that they shouldn't worry, but if they're worried, their worries are justified. Oh, and don't worry, worriers. He was also announcing he's going to take actions that are likely unconstitutional, using powers the courts have repeatedly said were beyond the scope of presidential authority to compel private businesses to act as he wishes them to act. And why? Well, to ease the very worries he had just tried to convince all of us are actually unnecessary. As John Podoritz puts it, that's one way to try to change the subject from Afghanistan. Biden has lied over and over and over again. How many, you know, the Washington Post kept a list of the lies that Trump supposedly told. Where's the list for Biden's lies? Where's the, I could just remember, just sitting here, think about a couple of doozies. We won't leave Afghanistan until every American is out. Remember that one? Let's go back to vaccine mandates. Here's Joe Biden himself in December of 2020.
Vaccine mandatory?
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory, but I would do everything in my power. Just like I don't think masks have to be made mandatory nationwide. I'll do everything in my power as the President of the United States to encourage people to do the right thing, and when they do it, demonstrate that it matters.
Yeah, but now his patience has worn thin. He said yesterday, my patience has worn thin. Now it's time to mandate vaccines in the private sector. Even circle back Psaki back in July. You don't need to go back to December. How about just a few months ago, July? The president's voice, the president's mouthpiece, the White House press secretary. Here's what she said.
She's hit a brick wall with trying to convince people to get vaccinated. Mm-hmm. Is that a sign that perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates? And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their community.
Hey, circle back. What are you going to say now? You said in July it's not the role of the federal government. Maybe if you whisper it, as Biden bizarrely keeps doing, and this poor, addled, infirm old man who stands there and squints into the camera and breaks into this mysterious whisper. Maybe if circle back Psaki whispers her contradiction, the media will buy it. Here's the horse whisperer himself.
And may God protect our troops. Get vaccinated.
Mr. President,
and then cue the shrieking press corps asking, is this even constitutional? Get vaccinated. Well, call me at 1-800-655-MIKE. And maybe whisper your outrage at King George Biden himself. This is what the founding fathers were in dread of. This is what they were afraid of. And it has come to fruition. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Busy day, September 10th, 2021. Your voice, your perspective, your call coming up.
Email the show, mike@mikeonline.com.
I bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Commercial truck driver, traffic trucks, and I don't know any of my friends that do the same that are in the trucking industry who plan on getting the vaccination. So if you think there's a shortage of truck drivers now, you wait till you mandate us having to get a vaccine.
Wait till you hear about all the San Diego police officers, the San Diego Police Union. They're not getting vaccinated.
According to his behavior, Joe Biden seems to think the way president is spelled is K-I-N-G.
Not sure I'm ever going to call him President Biden. I'm going to call him King George. He thinks that with a wave of his hand, he can bring small business owners to their knees. It's unreal. It is. It dawned on me as John Podoritz wrote this terrific piece in the New York Post about the incoherent, bizarre contradiction. You do realize that the whole point in calling this the pandemic of the unvaccinated, the whole point in saying we've got to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, the whole point in that poor little old lady shrieking at me in the elevator the other day because she's got her mask on and I don't, and she's vaccinated, is that they don't believe in the effectiveness of the vaccine. That's the dirty little secret. They don't believe the vaccine works. And frankly, with all the cases rising, I can understand people thinking that. Now, what we got to remember is if you're vaccinated, you're not likely to wind up in the hospital. If you get COVID and you're vaccinated, that's the point of the vaccine, was to prevent severe illness and death. And if you accept the 99% number, The people of the people dying from COVID today, 99% of them are unvaccinated. You may not accept that number, and that's okay. You get to accept, and you can reject or accept whatever you want to accept. If you agree that most people who are dying of COVID are unvaccinated, then that should give you some comfort in believing that the vaccine works. But not Joe Biden. As John Podoretz says, how do you start out saying, I'm going to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated, but don't worry, fully vaccinated people are at incredibly low risk. This is a cluster. This is a disgrace. This is a clown show. But it's gotten very serious. And let me tell you, there are Democrats listening to my voice right now. There are Democrats in California who are stunned at the audacity of this unconstitutional overreach. And this is not going to help Gavin Newsom. This is not going to benefit Democrats who desperately need Gavin Newsom to hang in there by the skin of his teeth. Larry Elder might have just gotten a huge lift. I saw Larry last night on TV. Here's cut 12. This is Larry talking to Jesse Waters on Fox News after the racist attack he had to endure.
Well, you know, she might be one of the 20,000 people that were released early from our prisons, felons, many of whom were violent offenders under this governor. I don't know. We have two soft on crime DAs. I consider this to be one of the many intersections in California, the intersection between lawlessness and homelessness. I was at a homeless encampment in Venice, and a lot of people are angry. Homeowners are angry. Families are angry. Children have to go and pass these people to and from school. And the homeless population is in danger, and it's also a health hazard, and nothing's being done about it. That's one of the many failures of this governor. So
that's Larry Elder last night on Fox News. As Kyle Smith wrote in the National Review, the attack on Larry in Venice, California ought to be one of the biggest stories in America. Stick around. There's more coming up on this September 10th edition of the Mike Gallagher Show. Don't go away. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Water 14 is an American Airlines plane headed eastbound over the pike, possibly toward the Pentagon. I'm direct, and there is visible smoke coming from that area. High visible smoke.
Motor 11 direct. Keep all traffic on 1 Adams restricted until further notice. Units responding for the report of the plane crash. Advise on 1 Adam one at a time.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, that fateful day 20 years ago, we spoke today to former FDNY commissioner, the former commissioner of the New York Fire Department, Tom Von Essen. A lot of strong leadership. We're not seeing leadership today. And wow, what a difference 20 years makes to go from an event, a catastrophic event like 9/11, and remember how unified we were in the days, the weeks, the months after September 11th, after we were attacked. And now a president who is literally encouraging American to turn against American. To turn the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. And it's breathtaking. In many, many ways, this is the line in the sand that finally millions of us have needed. This is the line in the sand. And frankly, a president standing at a podium acting like King George, trying to force companies to fire people, this is going to unify Americans in a way that 9/11 did. I'm not comparing a vaccine mandate to the slaughter of thousands of people, but a loss of freedom is a loss of freedom. And when Biden yesterday said he's going to get these governors out of the way, let's understand that that's what's at stake here. You know, I say proudly every day that portions of the Mike Gallagher Show are brought to you by MyPillow. The reason people keep buying MyPillow products is not just because they're great American-made products, not just because the pillow is revolutionary and it never goes flat during the night, it stays nice and cool and you can throw it in the washer and the dryer, not just that my slippers feel like a heavenly experience, the most comfortable slippers you'll ever wear, not just because the Giza Dream Sheets are the smoothest, softest sheets I've ever slept in, but because you know what the machine, what the beast has done to Mike Lindell. You know the way retail stores cowardly kicked him out of their stores because of, you know, email campaigns and phone calls and activists. So thank you for supporting MyPillow. Thank you for continuing to buy the product. Thank you for, because this is a time we got to be unified. This is a time where we ought to salute fellow warriors like Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Mike Gallagher listener special box, the radio specials. You'll see the picture of Gallagher and Lindell side by side. When you click on that box, you'll see all the great items for sale, including the premium MyPillow itself. That's normally $69.98, $29.98. Huge savings when you enter the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, unbelievable price, as low as $49.95 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034. Promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Coming up, 9/11, 20 years later. 20 years ago, we were in the Empire State Building in Midtown Manhattan, and also a very important musical remembrance of 9/11, something that we play every year at this time. It's something called Silent Night, because no matter what, God has got this. Stick around. More coming up.
I care to take along, maybe a song.
September 10th, 2021, and a day that'll live in infamy because in many ways these sweeping COVID vaccine mandates are the line in the sand that millions of Americans are saying shall not, should not, must not be crossed. We've spent a lot of time on it today, on the unconstitutional overreach. Biden demonstrating that he is everything we feared he could be. This administration is validating every fear that those of us who fought hard for Donald Trump in 2020 had. These fears are now realized. We got a president acting like an emperor. He knows this is unconstitutional. He knows companies aren't going to enforce vaccine mandates. I wonder what my company's going to do. I work for a big company. And make no mistake, it's not my company. I don't own the company. I'm an employee. But I know fellow employees who aren't vaccinated for a lot of different reasons. What are they going to do? Is my company going to fire people? I hope not. I pray not. I'm hearing people from Ben Shapiro, his company, The Daily Wire, they're not going to enforce it. Charlie Kirk's not going to enforce it. He's got over 100 employees at Turning Point. It puts companies like ours in a very difficult position, because I would be ashamed to see fellow employees who I have worked side by side with for many years be terminated because they might have a medical condition that it leads them to not want to get a vaccine. They might have a religious belief, much like the young woman who was fired from the Tampa Bay Dallas game singing the Star Spangled Banner had. She believes as a Christian, she does not feel comfortable with putting a vaccine in her body. She also believes as a young black woman that there's a history in the United States with African Americans and medical experimentation. She should be fired from a company like the one I work for? I hope not. I hope not. I pray not. I also pray that we never forget the events of 20 years ago. We must not forget. And I'm always uncomfortable with reliving the fact that we were in the Empire State Building the morning of September 11th, 2001. Because there are people who strut around and it's a little bit of a stolen valor thing. I know people that just they want to brag about their role in 9/11. Heroes don't brag. Brave people don't brag. The first responders on the pile at 9/11, they don't brag. If you hear somebody going around telling you how special they are because, you know, they were there that day, they're blowhards. And I know a few. And I don't like to be in that category. But it is historic, the fact that there are lots of listeners who have been with us for 20-plus years. In fact, a lot of our listeners found us as a result of 9/11. I hear every day from people practically who say, Mike, I started listening to you after the events of 9/11, and I've been listening to you ever since. And being on that floor, we were was it 14th floor? What? I can't hear you, Eric. What floor? 18th floor, that's right. We wound up on the 47th floor. We relocated, but we were in the 18th floor. Didn't have a view downtown to see the Twin Towers. We didn't see the Twin Towers on fire until we evacuated the building. But we were on the air when the second plane hit. And just from a historic point of view, it's a little bit of an annual tradition, but we look back at that day. We look back at the time when we were broadcasting from 350 Fifth Avenue, the Empire State Building in Midtown Manhattan. Here's what it sounded like. And again, we were live on the air with the alarm going off in the Empire State Building, which was always interesting to me because the alarm went off to evacuate the Empire State Building after the first plane hit, which I always thought was fascinating, that they were so adept and so proactive. They didn't wait for the second plane to hit. They wanted people to evacuate a landmark building like the Empire State Building after the first plane hit. So we heard the alarm going off in the halls. We were trying to stay on the air. I was with Eric Hansen, who is with me to this day. At that time, my producer was Ron Mitchell, who is now a top-ranking executive at the Fox News Channel. He produced my show for years, and then after we moved from New York to Dallas, he stayed in New York and produced Bill O'Reilly's show and then went on to become a top executive at Fox News. So Ron was with me as well. We were obviously apprehensive. We were afraid. We knew something terrible was going on in New York City. This is what it sounded like 20 years ago during our live broadcast.
An unbelievable tragedy has occurred today, and it is, I am stunned at the video. And this is one of those days where it's difficult to have a radio show and have breaking news without knowing exactly what's happening. A plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in Manhattan, in New York City, in the lower part of New York City. It is devastating. It looks like it might be a passenger plane. It has crashed into the Twin Towers, the fabled Twin Towers of New York City, one of New York City's most famous landmarks. It looks like the entire upper part, I mean, it's unbelievable what has happened there. It looks like it actually, it looks to me like both of the towers have been damaged. And fire is shooting out of the entire, it looks like the top 20 stories. And this is all unfolding as we speak.
It was a very difficult morning, obviously, and compounded by the fact that a couple of people close to us at the time were in the air that day. Greg Anderson, who was my boss, my mentor, best man at my wedding, who I worked with for many years, he was flying somewhere. We couldn't locate him. I think John Dame was in the air. I was trying to call Denise. It was a harrowing time. We evacuated the Empire State Building. We went out into Fifth Avenue. People were just walking through the streets with their mouths hanging open, looking straight down Fifth Avenue and seeing the flames coming out of the Twin Towers. We got into the car. We piled into my car, drove out onto Long Island. We pulled off to the side of the BQE, and we saw the second tower fall. I said to Ron, I said, what is Ron said, I think the building is gone. I said, no, there's no way it's gone. He said, no, it's gone. I said, no, maybe it's just engulfed in flames. No, it was obviously gone. A lot of prayer that day, a lot of prayer. We lean into our faith during times of catastrophic failure. And years ago, the crew at our Salem home in Los Angeles at KRLA put together something called Silent Night. And it is a reminder that even when we are facing harrowing, catastrophic crisis, God is with us. And I play this every year at this time. So with thanks again to the team at KRLA in Los Angeles, Salem, Los Angeles, we will play it again this year so that you can remember what's truly important.
You say you'll never forget where you were when you heard the news on September 11th, 2001. Neither will I. I was on the 110th floor in a smoke-filled room with a man who called his wife to say goodbye. I held his fingers steady as he dialed. I gave him the peace to say, honey, I'm not going to make it. But it's okay. I'm ready to go. I was with his wife when he called as she fed breakfast to their children. I held her up as she tried to understand his words. And as she realized he wasn't coming home that night. I was in the stairwell of the 23rd floor when a woman cried out to me for help. I've been knocking on the door of your heart for 50 years. I said, of course, I'll show you the way home. Only believe in me now. I was at the base of the building when the priest ministered to the injured and devastated souls. I took him home to tend his flock in heaven. He heard my voice and answered. I was on all four of those planes, in every seat, with every prayer. I was with the crew as they were overtaken. I was in the very hearts of the believers there, comforting and assuring them that their faith has saved them. I was in Texas, Kansas, London. I was standing next to you when you heard the terrible news. Did you sense me? I want you to know that I saw every face. I knew every name, though not all know me. Some met me for the first time on the 86th floor. Some sought me with their last breath. Some couldn't hear me calling to them through the smoke and flames. Come to me, this way. Take my hand. Some chose, for the final time, to ignore me. But I was there. I did not place you in the tower that day. You may not know why, but I do. However, if you were there in that explosive moment in time, would you have reached for me? September 11th, 2001 was not the end of the journey for you. But someday your journey will end, and I'll be there for you as well. Seek me now while I may be found. Then, at any moment, you know you're ready to go. I will be in the stairwell of your final moments. Remember, I love you.
Into September 11th this weekend, my annual chat with the great Tom Von Essen. He was the fire commissioner of the New York Fire Department, the FDNY. My annual chat with Tom as we look back on September 11th, that and a whole lot more coming up.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.